Blog Talk Radio.
For joining me this beautiful Tuesday evening. I appreciate that. Appreciate it. I tell you, tonight's topic, y'all know how the Holy Spirit be doing, right? So he just gave me the topic maybe about 2 hours ago, and I'm excited about it because I had a real life testimony of how he did this. So he was like, you can talk about it because you just walked it out just hours prior. So we're going to jump in about that in a moment, but y'all hit the share button and let's chat about this topic. But while you're hitting the share button, I'm going to be thanking our sponsors because I praise God for each and every one of them. Thank you, Lady T, with Dance with Mina. We do Dance with Mina, Zumba, getting ourselves moving and going and shaking. And I tell you, we've been on this wellness journey and just making it happen. And we appreciate y'all. So Mondays and Thursdays, we do at 6 p.m. this week. We are taking a quick sabbatical. We will be back next week. Same time, preferably same place, 6 p.m. So look at Dance with Mina. Great evening as y'all are joining. And hit that share button so y'all can get on others on with us so we can talk and chat. Thank you so much to Red Rose Conquerors with business coach Cornelia Brown. She can help you get started with your business. If you have a home startup, home-based startup, she can help coach you to getting it to the where it needs to be. Her number is 404-786-0873. Now, I'll get through the sponsors. Y'all keep hitting share. And we're going to jump in and chat about this thing, y'all. I'm excited. Then the Brown team with Bernard and Cornelia Brown can help you with any of your real estate needs, whether it's from selling your house, buying a home. They have over 30 years of experience, and they can take good care of you. Their number is 404-843-2500. MomBizBoss.org, multiple operational managers. Now, ladies, you don't have to be a mother to be a part of this group, but it's an awesome, dynamic group of ladies that have so many different businesses and talents. And so you're collaborating with others and learning and networking with others who may have a service that you need or vice versa. So MomBizBoss.org, y'all check them out and join them. I'm telling you, heard here on Friday Inspire. And then get your copy of This Is Me, the EP, by our songbird, this On Fire Inspired songbird, Deidre Novette. This Is Me is the name of the EP. Hey, my sister Murphy. And here we are also with Ultimately Unique You. If y'all love like your accessories and your purses and stuff, Ultimately Unique You is on Instagram. Check them out, Ultimately Unique, the letter U. Get your accessories and purses. If you're on this healthcare and wellness journey and you're looking for some products to help you with some detoxing and things of that nature, visit my site at bit.ly. That's On Fire, the number 2, the word live. On Fire to Live. And I tell you, we're doing it, y'all. We're making it happen. We're encouraging each other with our group of, called Let's Get Healthy Together. It was very simple, right? But we just encourage each other with your recipes, if anybody has any. But it's just an empowerment and encouragement. And today is our day number 91 of this health and wellness journey. Because like I said, it's time for us to commit to ourselves, just like we commit to everybody else, right? And then finally, if any of you are interested in being a sponsor, getting your business out here or whatever, email me on FridayInspire@gmail.com. And just put in the subject sponsorship. I'll tell you more about it if you're interested. And I think that is everybody. Oh, and if you haven't purchased any of my books, go out on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, anything, any of the digital. I have a children's book teaching foundational English and Spanish with a music. Well, Amazon don't do the music CDs anymore. So it's a digital or paperback book. And then we have my book of prayers, affirmations, and declarations. And then we have On Fire to Inspire, where God would just wake me up in the midnight hour, giving me words of encouragement to empower and encourage you. So, yeah, let's chat. I'm so excited about tonight's topic. So tonight's topic is the importance of being ready, okay? Y'all hit that share button. Let's chat because y'all can come in with me and we can chat. You don't have to be seen, or you can dial in if you just want to be heard. You can dial in on the phone number, or you can turn your TV off. Turn your camera off, and then we can just chat, and we'll just hear your voice. But I'm going to kind of give y'all some high points of what the Holy Spirit gave me, and then I'm going to open up the lines, and we're going to go for what we know, okay? So here we go. The importance of being ready. Many times we take things for granted, and we don't prepare for things when we know we should. How many of y'all can say out on that? Because I know I can be one of those. Anytime you feel the unction to prepare or do something early, is definitely the Holy Spirit unctioning and pushing you and nudging you to do it. If we do it when guided, we will be able to get it done and give it our all. We'll have time to make simple tweaks to it, to perfect it, to give that wow factor. When we do it in the timing of God, when he tells you, go get it done, when you're doing it and doing what he's telling you to do, just do it. Quit questioning it. Just do it. And it's like, okay, it'll start making sense later. Now I got to share my personal testimony with y'all. I had an opportunity to do a presentation, a paid presentation, and I was told that my time to do it was in January. So I think my date to do it was like January 7th. And there was a cancellation. Now, let me back up. The Holy Spirit told me back in October, prepare the presentation now. And I'm like, but Lord, that's 3 months early. And the Lord said, do it now. And so that Friday evening, I spent the whole evening up until about midnight just preparing, just doing as he was placing in my heart to do. And y'all, on Friday, I had an email come out to me at like 10 o'clock in the morning, and it said, hey, we had a cancellation. Can you be ready to prepare for Tuesday? Now, had I not been obedient, I wouldn't have been ready to prepare today. And I was ready. It was awesome. We had a great time, and I'm actually doing it for another group of their people on Thursday. So when I tell you, when God places in your heart to do something, do it. I was 3 months early, y'all. My deadline or my date was 3 months later, but God said, do it now. So in October, I did a presentation that God said, do now. So this is a release. I don't know who this is for. I'm just being obedient. As I was writing this out, as the Holy Spirit was telling me, he said, there are many doors that are opening for many of you in this hour, but you must be ready. Do it now, he says. He said, do it now. Stop questioning him. Stop doubting yourself. Stop second guessing and do it now. He said, some of you have even had visions and dreams to confirm what God is telling you. He said, stop trying to figure it out and get moving and do what he's saying and has shown you, and it'll all make sense as you move in obedience. Yes. Thank you, Pastor T. Being led by the Spirit, being obedient. Yes. He says, your gift will make room for you. So as he's telling you to do it, do it. Lady T, you got a testimony with that too. God told you to go ahead and prepare to do Zumba Live again with your to release it. You did it last month. You did it again this past Saturday, and God is opening up doors even for you. So being obedient and moving when you're led to do so. Yes, ma'am, moving in obedience. Now, I'm going to give y'all a quote from the late Dr. Miles Monroe. Do it now and don't question it. Yes, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am, Mr. Ted Carlton. All right. The late Dr. Miles Monroe said, your gift will make room for you. It will make a way for you in life. It is in exercising this gift that you will find real fulfillment, purpose, and contentment in your word. It is interesting to note that the Bible does not say that man's education makes room for him, but his gift does. Now, that's from the late Dr. Miles Monroe, and I just love him. And so I'm going to take you to Proverbs 18:16 in the scripture that he's referencing. Proverbs 18:16 is the scripture, and I'm going to read it to y'all in three different translations, because what may speak to you may not speak to me in a different way, or all of them may speak to you in a different way. So here we go. Proverbs 18:16, King James Version. We all know that one. A man's gift maketh room for him and bringeth him before great men, right? All right, we know that one. But here's the Message Bible says, a gift gives attention. A gift gets attention, and it buys the attention of eminent people. So that gift is buying the attention, not so much as buying with money, but the gift is actually, it makes an awakening for the prominent people. And that's the Message Version of it. Thank you so much, Pastor Coulter. All right, and then the Christian English Version said this, Contemporary English Version, sorry, says this, a gift will get you in to see anyone. Y'all hear that? A gift will get you in to see anyone. That was the Contemporary English Version. So I gave you three versions, and I'm sure each one of them would speak to you in a different way, but they all are telling you that your gift is going to make room for you, and it's going to get the attention of the people that can do so much more than you could ever do, right? Now, there are a couple of quotes that I'm going to kind of park right there, and then we're going to open up and we're going to chat, right? So here's some quotes that I looked up at after the Lord led me to that. So here we go. One quote is by a gentleman named Drew Gerald, and he said this, when you're ready, nothing can stop you. If something's stopping you, you're not ready. And that's what Drew Gerald said. Tim Fargo said this, opportunity doesn't make appointments. You have to be ready for them. So he's saying, be ready because the opportunities are coming. Here's another one. His name was Vincent O.K. Nochukwu. Okay. And he says this, opportunities are never lost. They go to someone who's awake and ready to host them attentively. I was like, whoa. And then finally, Danielle Dobby says this, quit hiding your magic. The world is ready for you. So let's open up and let's chat. So, y'all, we're going to chat about this again. If you don't want to be seen, you don't have to be seen. You can do one of two things. If you don't want to be seen, turn your camera off and we'll just hear your voice. If you want to dial in on the number, I'll post it too. But if you want to just, and if you don't mind, if you want to be seen, that's fine too. You can just click on the link and you can be seen. But let's chat. If you have anything on the topic, anything that you're being led to, share, anything that's been said that's hitting your spirit about your gift making room for you and just being prepared, because the topic tonight is the importance of being ready. And so, again, like I said, my personal testimony was last month God said get ready now. And I was like, 3 months early, he said get ready now. So I stopped, didn't question it anymore, got it ready. Got that email on Friday morning, had to do the presentation today, and we'll do it again on Thursday for another group of people for them. And so, your gift is making room for you. They're paid appointments that's coming. Your gift is looking for you. Your gift is opening up things for you. People are looking for you, but you have to be ready because it's going to come like this. That's what he's doing right now. So it's time for you to be ready. So I just put the link on there. If you want to come in on the screen, you can. And again, if you don't want to be seen, if you hadn't done your hair late or whatever, turn the camera off. But I want to hear your voice. Let's chat. If you want to talk in the chat, you can do so. I'll actually read it out for the people in Radio Land. And if you are in Radio Land, online Radio Land, and you want to you want to share, press the number 1 and we will bring you on live and everyone will hear your voice sharing on the subject. We're talking about the importance of being ready. I tell y'all, that blessed me because as I was going home and I heard the Holy Spirit say that, I was like, okay, I hear you. Your gift is looking for you. Absolutely. Stay ready so you don't have to get ready. Yes, ma'am. Pastor Colton Lay and Pastor T, y'all doing it, y'all are saying it. Now, that is absolutely right. It's time for us to get it ready so we don't have to get ready. Absolutely. Absolutely. There are so many people that are like this. Well, you know, I'm going to get it ready tomorrow. Well, tomorrow you may get the call that say, hey, we need you to be ready. And if that's the case and you have this big, huge thing to do, what are you going to do? You're going to basically either be stressed out trying to make it happen or you're going to have to turn it down because you're not going to make it happen. So get ready. Stop questioning. Be obedient. Follow unctioning of the Holy Spirit because I'm telling you, when the Lord said, get that presentation ready, I was like, 3 months early. Mm-hmm. 3 months early. So anybody want to share? Y'all can't be shy like this now. Pastor T and Lady and Pastor Costa, thank y'all so much for sharing tonight. Because again, our gift is making room. And like Danielle Dolby said, okay, come on, Lady Hetty, let's go. Click on this link I'm putting right here. Click on that, and I'll bring you on with me. But as Lady Danielle Dolby said, quit hiding your magic. The world is ready. So what you waiting on? Earth is groaning for the sons of God, right? So you already know what your sonship is. Come on, stop playing. All right, we're waiting on you. I prepare daily to be ready, but how do you know what your gift is? Well, that's a good question, Miss Ethelene. So for me, I didn't know what my gift was until other people start noticing my gift. And many times, that's the thing. It's like people will tell you what you're constantly, what you do effortlessly. It just comes to you. Like for me, this is what I do. I encourage people. This is what I've been doing like all my life, and I didn't know it. But by trade, I was an IT person. And then I was like, I'm tired of this. After about 15 years, but that was what I learned to do, and that wasn't what I was gifted to do or born to do. That's why I got burnt out. And so now we're getting ready to come up on our 6-year anniversary for the show because God gave me this assignment 6 years ago come next month, December 9th. But your gifting is something that you do effortlessly. It's something that you love to do. And most of the time, it's the thing that sometimes that you're fought against at the most. I'll give you an example. Before I start understanding who I was and what my gifts were spiritually, I would not pray out loud for people. I prayed, but I wouldn't pray out loud for people because the enemy didn't want me to understand who I was in the kingdom of God. And so I'd get tongue-tied if I tried and this, that, and other. But God said it's time, and I just stopped clamming up and just start doing it. And as I started doing it, it got more powerful. I got more comfortable. And little did I know, I was an intercessor, but the enemy didn't want me to come into the knowledge of who I was and the power that was on the inside of me. And so what he was trying to do, the enemy was trying to shut my mouth when God was saying, I need you to open your mouth. Because if you're not opening your mouth, you're not encouraging, and you're not like the vision I tell y'all all the time. God gave me a vision of this show, and when I first started it out, he said that the people that you're interviewing, they're like you and your guests are like Mary, and you all are making the baby leap. That person who's sitting on their gift, or that person whose gift needs to be awakened, you all are making that baby just jump. And then for those who are already operating in their gifts, it was like pouring kerosene or gasoline on that fire each and every week. But how can I do that when I didn't understand what I was operating in and or who I was, because I couldn't function if I didn't know who I was, right? All right, here's Lady Hetty. How you doing?
hanging on in there. How you doing?
Good to see you. You too. You too. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Welcome.
How you feeling about this topic tonight? Ain't it just beautiful?
I love it. I love it. I love it. Being ready is an awesome thing. Yes, your gifts will make room for you in ways that you can't even imagine. You know, I've been trying to write this book for 19 years.
Wow.
And once I finally wrote the book, I thought I was ready for everything that was coming, and I wasn't. Your gift will put you before places that you could never even imagine. I've done podcasts, other radio shows. It's just amazing. It's just amazing. And then it looks like I'm international now. I'm in London.
Yay!
Operating and trusting the gift that's within you.
Yes, yes. Now, can you answer a little bit, because I did talk about it a little bit as well, but the question that was posed was, how do you prepare, you know, for, how do you understand what your gifting is? And I told her, for me, it was a thing that I did naturally, but it was a thing that the enemy tried to fight me the hardest in.
I would have to agree with that. That's just it. It comes naturally. You're already doing it,
mm-hmm.
and if you didn't get paid for it, you would still do it.
Yes.
So how do you get ready? It's a lifestyle. It's literally a lifestyle.
That's good.
And when you're operating in it, it brings so much joy. And the best part about the joy is that others are eating the fruit, and you can see the manifestation of this once you're operating in it.
That's good.
That's how you know you're ready and being prepared. Absolutely.
That's good. I'm glad you said that, because it makes me think about, and I would say, tell people all the time, and I love the analogy. It tells my age, but I don't care. But I love the analogy of I would have a day, or, you know, if I was mentoring, or if I was tutoring at one of the schools, or, you know, speaking at a program, doing whatever, and I had a day, and I'm just like, ooh, I'm so tired. And then it's time to do the show, and it's like Popeye back in the day. Papa was older than me, but they would play it, you know, we did the black and white version when we were kids. And he would eat that spinach, and he would get these big muscles, and he'd get the strength, and he was like, yay. And that's the analogy. It brought me strength. It brought me joy. And it was like, I could do this and not get paid for it and do it effortlessly. People come up to me at a grocery store, a gas station, whatever, and they just tell me their life story. And that's a gifting that I have. I never knew it, never understood it, but now that I understand my gift, it makes more sense. So, yes,
absolutely.
But it will bring you absolute joy and peace,
yes.
And you can't see life without it. That's another
absolutely.
Thing, Ms. Ethelene, and it's you can't see life without it.
Absolutely.
Trust the gift that is within you, Ms. Tandy. All right, yes, yes,
but
yes,
you know,
yes.
With you bringing up Popeye, it's amazing because he says, I am. I said, I am what I am.
Yes.
I mean, he is what he is.
Yes.
And we are the gift.
Yes.
We are the gift.
Yes.
That's what we do. That's exactly what we do. That's your preparation. You be it, you become it, you live it, and then that is what takes you before other people. That's how you know you're always prepared. Always. Always.
Girl, you just said some stuff right here, and I'm trying to type it in, because that right there is good. And I tell you, when the Holy Spirit just used you, you can't, sometimes I can't repeat what he said. So somebody said, what'd you say? Holy Spirit, give back to me. But I captured that when you said, we are the gift, that is what we do, you be it, you become it, you live it. That's powerful. That is powerful. Oh, my God, my God.
Amen. That's who he is in us. Absolutely, absolutely. It's effortless. You know, you wake up in the morning with it, you go to bed at night with it, you dream it, you talk it, you walk it, you eat it.
Yes.
It comes up of your pores, just like it says, you are what you eat, you are what you be.
Yes.
You are what you be.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And I tell you, understanding that the thing that you're, you know, it brings you joy, that the thing that the enemy's trying to fight you the hardest in. When I was going through that of understanding my gift and that fight of why I get tongue-tied, I'm taught to anybody, everybody, but to get tongue-tied to pray for somebody out loud, oh, no, the enemy didn't want me to understand. He didn't want you to understand what you have, who you are, and what you carry down on the inside of you.
Yeah.
Wow. And I feel that that's a word for somebody that's listening, whether they're listening live or on online radio, or if you will be listening to the replay. That's a word for you, that there's so much that you're carrying on the inside. There's so much power that you're sitting on, but you have no clue the depth. My God. I felt that release. My God. There's so much power. And even for you, Lady Hetty, even for you, as you have been walking this thing out and just trusting God and not even understanding, well, why now, God? Why I got to release this now? But over that 19-year period, he said, okay, no more. Get it done. And now you said, you're international now because it's in London and you're doing things and people are pulling at you. But God said, you had to get it ready. You had to get it prepared. And so congratulations on your obedience, because your gift is making room for you, and you ain't seen nothing yet. You ain't seen nothing yet. My God. Woo. But I got to get back to that person or those people that are listening to us or that will be listening to the replay or whatever. I don't know where they are. God's not giving me that. But there are some things that he's shown them, and these things are going to bring about a complete generational shift if they walk in obedience. Oh, my God. Can you feel that? A generational shift. I mean, you talking about changing the trajectory of your family, of your lineage, but it's out of your obedience. My God. Oh, my God. When we tap into God's
plan.
As you
were talking, it's like,
yes,
obedience turns time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when
yeah.
we do what we've been called to do or do the assignment that's put before us,
mm-hmm.
we literally turn time, because in walking, and as we're putting our feet down, us walking in the obedience, it literally changes the atmosphere. Obedience opens the way for God to do the things he's already ordained us to do.
Mm-hmm.
Just like when a child does something and they know they're wrong, they
mm-hmm.
feel this and they tighten up. And then mom looks at you, what did you do? And you know you did something wrong. And you're like, frozen. But see, with the obedience, that's how the spirit flows. It turns, changes, molds, and brings in time as it changes time within itself.
Yes,
so
God.
We alter generations through our obedience.
Yes.
God moves through it.
Mm-hmm.
He just moves through it. So, yeah, I feel that too.
Mm-hmm.
I really, really do. And then even in the being obedient timing that he has for us, for me it was 19 years. And 19 in biblical numerology represents faith. I had to hold on to faith.
Yes.
And now everywhere I go, I see me. I literally see me. Even in November, went to the Botanical Garden today just to get away and took pictures of bees on a flower in November.
In November. And you know what?
In November.
I saw one day myself, and I was like, where'd you come from? Get away from me. So, yes, bees in November. You're in Georgia and I'm in South Carolina. We're seeing bees. Yes.
Absolutely. In November.
Who ever heard of that in November? When we tap into God's plan, there's so much power. Absolutely. 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 And the thing about that is, when you don't have a clue of who you are and what you carry, it's like you're clueless at that point. But when you just
yeah.
say, okay, God, show me me. That's what I had to do. God, show me me. Show me me. You are my creator. You are my provider. You are my sustainer. You're my father. You're Abba to me. Now show me me. That may be a word for somebody else. Tell Abba to show you who you are. And as you ask him to show you who you are, he starts just, y'all, let me tell you, I love to get transparent because that helps free people, right?
Yeah.
I was telling God, well, God, you know, when the Lord first told me to write On Fire to Inspire, I said, but Lord, I'm a children's author because I had written a children's book. He said, when you just be still, and how did he say it? He said, when you ready, and let me show you who, he said, when you ready, then I'm going to show you who you are. But see, I can't tell who created me, who I am. I'm telling him what I think. He said, when you're ready, I'm going to show you in the fullness of who you are. Because you don't even understand. You know, so I had to break it down to the ways of, you know, that ain't exactly how he said it. But he had to show me who I was because I thought I knew who I was. He said, how can you tell me I created you?
And you're still seeing.
And you're still evolving. You're still walking in that place of what he's telling you to do.
Walking into obedience. Oh, man, you're absolutely right.
Yes.
You know, I have an accident at the time, right? As you were speaking,
uh-huh.
I literally heard tapping into miraculous examples.
Woo! Yeah, God.
See, that's what we do at the time. And, you know, he gives us time and he gives us the assignment to do it. And we do it at that time. And what we're tapping into is this, I think it's miraculous. You know, for me to want to write a book for all these years and now all of a sudden I'm doing it and I've done it. And then we talk about bumblebees. Come on. And then there's no ever present in November, in November telling you to do and be what you're supposed to be. Come on.
Tapping into. Walk it, talk it, and live it. Yes, ma'am. Walk it, talk it, and live it.
Yes.
Wow.
Absolutely.
I tell you, I just so love how Daddy does. Because you can have a piece of something, but you know how Daddy gives it to you. He'll just, your piece, and then he'll just keep adding to it and adding to it. You got the whole story. But I know he said the topic. And I was like, okay. Well, where we going with that, Daddy? And he was like, well, you just delivered the presentation that was an example of what I told you to do 2 hours ago. Oh, okay. I hear you, Daddy. So it wasn't even 2 hours. It was about an hour and a half prior, right after that. He was like, here's your topic. Really? Well, how are we going to go with that? This is how we're moving. And you're sharing that testimony. But can you imagine him giving you an assignment, and you have until January, but he tell you in October, do it now?
Yeah. Imagine if you were disobedient, though.
Yeah.
The obedience allows you to hear from him.
Yes.
Because as you are obedient, you fulfill the assignment. That's not the assignment.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I think that's
mm-hmm.
good.
Yes.
The assignment, and then he gives you more.
Yes. And so many people question, well, you know, I'm not there yet. You know what? Just be still. And again, like I said, Daddy, show me me. Daddy, show me me. Abba, Father, show me who I am. Yes, show me me. I think so many times as mothers, we wrap ourselves up into our children. And if you're a wife, you wrap yourself into being the wife role. And you put all these hats on, but you lose you. And then sometimes you never knew who you was to begin with. And so that didn't help. And so you had the mask on of what you thought you were. But when I said remove the mask, I'm going to show you who you truly are. You know, so you just be like, wow, really? So it's time for us to shift into this new place, into this new being, into the spirit being that he created us to be. And not just, well, I look like this and that, like that. Beyond the makeup and the eyelashes and the whatever else. Daddy, who am I? Who am I? And there's nothing that you can do externally that will be as fulfilling as what he'll do internally when you let him be him.
That's true.
Exactly. We lose our own identity. I did it, Marty. I know, baby. I know. those were some shoes I walked in. That's how I could tell that story. I can tell that story. But that's why God can use me, because I walked in those shoes, and that's how I can help other women. And I used to say, well, you know, God has called me to everybody, because Jesus didn't just preach to women, he preached to men, and blah, blah, blah. But he didn't just preach to men, he preached to women, too. But in this hour, he's shifting, because even with the show, men will pop on, but usually it's mostly women now. Because that's the shift. It's the part of the purpose midwife that he said, I'm transitioning you from what they call you. This is who I said you are. So I'm like, ooh, You know, Peter said, he asked Peter, who do you say that I am? And so it made me think about that. Who do you say that I am? Daddy, who? So as you're asking him that for yourself, Daddy, who do you say that I am? Not who Grandmama has told me I am, who Daddy has told me I am, who my children have told me. No, Daddy, who do you say that I am? I love that. That's beautiful. Ooh, yay, God. Yes, 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 yes.
Wow.
Anything else you feeling, girl? Isn't that beautiful? I just felt a sweet breeze with that.
Wow. I'm just, you know, words are always rolling around in my head.
What you got?
If you walk into obedience, you will always see. That in your obedience, you will always be ready. Not only will you be ready, but you will be what I have created you to be. And you will also see how I created you in me. And me is in him, and you will always win. But if you stay ready and you're obedient, you will never be left behind. So listen to his word. Speak what he tells you to speak. Move when he tells you to move. And it will always blow your mind. I pray you peace.
I tell you, God just be using you. Because I was trying to type, and I was like, I can't even keep up with her. Because the way he was just flowing, it was like it was just coming, like it was something that you had already. And God just gave you on the spot.
He had it, and I was ready.
Yes, you're ready. So, it's beautiful. It's so beautiful how God uses you with that gifting. Especially when that was something that you didn't necessarily care for in the very beginning.
No, never like poetry. No, I had to listen to
it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So when I decided to listen, that's the obedience. I obeyed.
Mm-hmm.
And he just moved through what he needed to move through. So, yes. It's just being obedient, you know?
You know, this is going to be a little different, but you know how women tend to say, I have a type. Like, you know, a single woman, oh, he's not my type.
Okay.
Like that, okay? So you were saying, poetry, that ain't my thing. That's not my type. But God was like, uh-huh, that's what you thought. But let me show you something. I'm going to show you your type. Because, see, when you just yield it and say, okay, Daddy, whatever you say, do whatever you say, do it, then you will see exactly how he wants to just go. You know, so it wasn't about your type.
He blew my mind. He really did blow my mind.
Yes. Blow your mind blessings. I remember the Lord recently released that. He said there are some blow your mind blessings that's on the horizon for some people. And I'm like, oh, God, I received my blow your mind blessings.
Yeah.
My God, my God. So, honey, what y'all need to know, understand is you can come in agreement with your portion. So you can say, my old apostle used to say, honey, you can say, me too, Jesus.
Right.
Me too, Jesus. I received my portion of that blow your mind blessings. Right. That is my portion. So, amen. Wow. Oh, God is so beautiful. I just, you can't plan what he does. You can't. I just know what he said doing. Was flowing and just did it. And as you're doing it, it's an effortless thing. Many times, like especially the last 2 weeks, I just sit still and he'll have my hand moving to where it's like it's going on its own and I'm trying to keep up with it. And I'm like, okay, I hope I'm able to read this, you know. And so it's a beautiful thing, y'all. Walk in obedience, prepare. Do what he's telling you to do. Get it ready. Because I'm telling you, I was like, when the Lord started saying that, some of y'all just having visions and visions and dreams and that's confirming what he told you. I was like, ooh, okay, Lord, I wasn't prepared for that. He said, yeah, it wasn't about you. It was about me. You're just a willing vessel I choose to use. All right, that's what I'm talking about. Miss Adeline said, me too, Jesus. I received my portion. That's what I'm talking about. That's how you get in and get yours. Because I done got by many times like that. Jesus. Glory. Glory, glory, glory. I'm going to share one more testimony, my personal testimony. But a friend of mine, God opened up a door Because again, your gift is making room for you. And because of your ethics, because of your gift, someone else referring you to someone else, and that door opened for you. And that was a huge door for her. And she was like, nobody but God. But she did as God said do, and it was not an interview situation. It was like, oh, you got it. Because she walked in obedience, and she was ready. So I said that to say this. It's time to get ready, y'all. The time is now. The time is now. Yay!
That's right. Now, no other way.
Now, no other way. Now in Spanish is ahora. Ahora, now. So it's time. Ahora, now.
Yes.
So it's time. All right. Woo! Time is now. Yes, ma'am, Pastor Cole. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Anybody else want to go on in here with the two of us? Because I can join more people. Y'all want to come on in on the party line? I tell y'all, that is so faithful. He is so faithful. This is awesome. This is awesome, awesome, awesome. Whoo. Oh, my goodness. My goodness. Sometimes he just leaves me speechless. He just leaves me speechless. But that release that he gave about those doors opening, they're opening, so be prepared. Because you want to be ready when that door opens. Like you were doing.
Yeah.
Like you were doing.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Anything else you want to release tonight?
Just be obedient. As you be obedient, follow his flow. You'll never be blindsided. He'll keep you in the zone. When you understand his timing and understand his mind, he will allow you to operate so effortlessly among mankind. Don't be questioned and don't fall off the boat. Don't do that, you hear me? God is not a joke. Just follow his ways, and you will truly see that you being ready is your obedience unto thee. So be obedient, and you be ready, for you won't have to get ready. Coming from him.
My goodness. I can't even fathom how God has just give you stuff, and you just roll and flow like that quickly. Because you just released another long piece for us a moment ago. Like, whew. And I don't even try to type it no more.
I can't.
Right. Just go. Just obedient.
He created us to be.
Yes. And you won't be happy until you actually walk and operate in it. Not fully. There's nothing like it.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for sharing your gift, and thank you so much for your obedience as you're sharing your gift with the world internationally. So God is faithful. I thank God for you. Thank you for joining us tonight.
As always, thank you. You are welcome.
You're welcome. And how do they find your new project?
PoeticMinistry.com. It's not in the bookstores with Barnes & Noble or Amazon. I am trying to be my own entity. And thank you. And the book is called Just Be You. May I put up a picture?
Just be you.
There we go. That's it. And it stands for Justified Under Salvation.
And it's PoeticMinistry.com.
Absolutely.
PoeticMinistry.com?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you. And congratulations again. And we look forward to talking with you in the future.
You will. Thank you so much for having me.
You're
welcome.
Awesome.
Thank you so much. Love you so much.
Love you too, sis.
Okay, bye-bye.
Y'all, I tell y'all. So anybody else want to come on? This is your last last time, last call. You can actually come on. You can actually get on the video like Hetty and I did. Or you can just turn your camera off if you don't want to be seen. Or you can dial in on 929-477-2178. We're chatting about the importance of being ready. If you had anything you want to share, the Lord placed on your heart, or how this actually touched your heart, how, you know, the conversation, the gifting that God was using with Hetty, I mean, he was releasing some things. It was beautiful. I absolutely love how God uses her. And that's the thing. When you say, okay, God, show me, he show you who you are, and you say, okay, I'm going to be obedient, and you just do it. You just get that kind of flow. You get that kind of happiness and peace with doing what he's called you to do, what you were born to do, what you were created to do. And you do it effortlessly. There's an effortless, you don't have to force it. It's not like you, it's not a fight about it. It may be a fight to get to it, but it's not a fight about it because you do it effortlessly. Just like with me, with you guys, each and every week. I love what I do. I love encouraging you, empowering you, and pushing you into who God has called you to be, because I want to see you operating in the fullness of who God has called you to be in this hour, and being that every aspect of your life, not just spiritually, but mentally, emotionally, and physically. And that's one of the, you know, things of when I started doing this health and wellness journey. I wanted to bring people on with me because so many of us are so out of shape. And I ain't going to just say out of shape. I had gained too much weight, but out of shape is as a way of, we're not taking care of these temples. And I said, God, I want to be a better steward of this temple that you've given me. And so I thank God for each of you who have come on that journey, even if you're not out, weren't, you know, needing to lose the weight, but you just wanted to get in shape and get more mobile and things of that nature, so, and get more active. So thank you for each of you who have joined us on that journey. We're having a great time. Like I said, today is day number 91 for us. And, y'all, this is huge for me because I commit to everybody else and I do everything for everybody else. But when it was time to commit to myself, I dropped the ball about a week or two. I don't even know if I went beyond 10 days, to be honest. If I'm honest with myself, I'm going to have to be honest with y'all. I don't think if I ever committed to myself for more than about 10 days. But with this, I said, God, help me to do right by this. And I'm going to be completely transparent, because somebody's getting free when we can show people your human side of you. When I moved back to South Carolina to take care of my mom last year with, you know, everything that, because I used to be really active in Georgia, but moving here to South Carolina, I didn't do anything but take care of her. And I got up to 203 pounds. And you're talking about miracle. I felt weighted. My cholesterol was higher. And I said, and they was like, well, do you want us to put you on medicine? No. And I said, God, help me do this. And as I did that, that's when I turned to a friend of mine who's been trying to get me on Total Life Changes, and I started my own. Went on with Total Life Changes, and like I said, you can go look at my products at bit.ly/onfiretolive. But I started doing their liquid gold product called NutriBurst, and then I started doing the detox teas, and that started helping cleanse the body, and then I start making healthier choices. So if you know your vice is ice cream, don't bring it in the house. And if you do, bring a pipe. And like, I was wanting some ice cream one day. So y'all, guess what? I have to rationalize everything. So I went to Aldi and got this thing of ice cream. And even if I ate the whole thing, it was only 320 or 340 calories. And it was 25 grams of protein. So if I ate half of it, it was like 81 something. But if I end up over the day eating the whole thing, I still only had 300 something calories. So don't be so strict on yourself the way you give up, because that's where the problem is. You go cold turkey after everything and this, you fall. So no, give yourself some leeway. Give yourself that thing, but don't buy a gallon and you know there's no one to help you eat it, because then you set yourself up to fail. That's a trap from the enemy. So do little things in moderation. I don't buy the drunk and I don't bring it in the house. And when I want a snack, I either have to make me a smoothie or I have to make me a trail mix with my fruit and my dried fruit, my nuts and stuff. So even in everything concerning you. I want to see you at the healthiest, and because it's time for us to do a work. And how can we do that work when we're not at optimal? So my goal was 170, because I got up to 203. My goal, I have not hit the goal yet, but I'm going to hit it. I'm at 175. So glory be to God. When you speak a thing, and we talked about last week, words having power. What are you speaking forth? I am. After you say I am, you are coming in agreement with those words. And so I came in agreement with I was being a better steward of this temple, because there's a work that God is calling me to do. There's so much higher than what I'm doing. So that's what I'm saying to you. Commit. And for those of you who are asking God, God, show me me. Ask him, show me me. And commit in yourself to pursue and be obedient in what he's calling you to do, because the time is now. I love you guys. I'll see y'all same time, same place next week. I am Aaliyah, your purpose midwife, your biggest cheerleader. And I tell y'all, love y'all, and I'll see y'all then, okay? Have a blessed week and an awesome night. Night.